Day 27. Why not medicine?
Ready for a further look at English spelling, Patrick?
You mean some more stuff about how we write words one way but pronounce them in another?
Yes, but you make it sound like some kind of trick.
Well, not exactly. But how many pairs like sign, signal, and muscle, muscular are there? Not a lot, I bet.
Hang on. We're just getting started. We've looked at pairs where one of the two written consonants is silent, so to speak. But what about pairs where they're both pronounced?
I don't follow you.
Well, how about race and racial? Why the same C for two different sounds, yet you wouldn't want to spell it R-A-S-H-A-L, would you?
No, of course not, Marta.
Why?
'Cause racial comes from race, so you want it to look like it does, for reading purposes, I mean, right?
I'd say so. And what about Medicaid and medicine?
Same thing. It'd be pretty dumb for them to be written like, say, Medicaid, K, or medicine, S.
Why?
Same as before. They're related. Medicine's the noun and Medicaid's the verb.
Can you think of any more pairs like that? You go to the gym for a workout, don't you, Patrick?
Yes, but...
Well, gym is the short form for what?
Oh, gymnasium. So?
So, what do people do in a gymnasium?
They work out. They exercise. Oh, I get it. Gymnastics.
So, you know what the next question is.
Yeah. Why not spell it gymnasium, 'cause it has a Z sound, not an S sound? But we already know the answer.
Great. There are lots more like this. Of course, grade, gradual, not gradual, resident, residential, not residential, revise, revision, not revision.
And obsess, obsession, not obsession.
Couldn't resist, could you? But here's another thing to think about. If revise gives us revision, why doesn't divide give us dividian instead of division?
Okay. Spelling division with a D can't give us the pronunciation we want. I mean, nobody says Davidian of labor, long Davidian, second armored Davidian, right?
Right, so?
So whatever the spelling, it can't force a pronunciation different from the actual one.